Tony Romo pleads no contest in Aoi case. Courts takes away driving privileges and orders interlock device. By Dylan Gwynn on September 1, 2026. CBS Sports color analyst and longtime Cowboys QB Tony Romo has pleaded no contest to Aoi. A Wisconsin judge entered the verdict along with penalties that included a six-month revocation of Romo's driving privileges and an ignition interlock device to be installed in any car registered to him. The former Cowboy QB will also have to complete the alcohol assessment program and pay $784 for court costs and a $50 fine. Should he fail to complete the program and pay the ordered fines, Romo can lose his license for up to 1 year. For his part, Romo released a statement on Instagram describing his alcohol dependency and arrest as a personal failure. The Wisconsin native explained, "Multiple back surgeries ended my career earlier than I expected and left me with constant, debilitating pain, which led to a dependence on pain medication. And my efforts to get off those medications led to an over-reliance on alcohol." Romo added, "As I have taught my three young sons, when you fall short, you stand up and take full responsibility. That is an important first step. The harder and more important step is examining the path that brought you here and making the changes necessary to move forward. That path requires honesty." Romo also stressed that he is working closely with a team of doctors to address his health. "I am deeply grateful for the support of my family, my friends, and the NFL community, including players, coaches, and owners," he said. "Your encouragement has meant more to me than you know." He further stressed that he has every intention of making things right with his health, family, as well as making a return to CBS. Police in Milwaukee pulled over Romo on July 23 for unsafe passing. Officers on scene felt the former QB appeared disoriented and detected the smell of alcohol on his breath. An open container was found in the passenger side seat, as well as a few shooters in his backpack. Police took Romo back to the station for a sobriety test, in which he did not perform well.